Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of K.
Did you know there's an expert fun finder? Yes, and she's right here in southeastern Wisconsin. Her name is Erin Gittenberg, and she is the owner of Lake Country Family Fun and the founder of Lake Country Currents. And if you're looking to try to keep your family busy, we know Wisconsin winters are long and hard. She has some great suggestions of things that you can do. Erin, thank you for being on 50 Shades of K with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, this is that time of the year. The holidays have come to an end. Decorations are put away. And now we're all kind of stuck, either in our house or we're outside trying to look for activities. So what are some things that you can suggest that families can do to stay busy and active this time of the year?
Well, I have lived in Wisconsin my whole life. So as much as I don't personally like being cold, if you know me personally, I really just hate being cold. But since I've lived here my whole life, you just have to embrace it. That's number one. My family is fairly outdoorsy. We really love snow. If it's snowing out, there's just so many more things you can do. We like to go sledding. We go ice skating. We go snowmobiling. So that's my first tip is to embrace the winter. It's better to be in that mindset than to just be upset that it's 5 months of winter, because that's what
Erin, I completely agree with you. As someone that skis, you look forward to snow. And a friend told me years ago, she said, take up a winter sport. Do something in winter because you're here. You're committed to being here, so you might as well make the best of it. I love your advice about that. And I know your website, lakecountryfamilyfun.com, has links to a lot of these places, too, for people to go for sledding. Maybe they want to go snowshoeing, some of the trails, all that kind of stuff. But you're absolutely right. Like, just get out there, grin and bear it, bundle up, have hot cocoa afterwards. Adults, maybe you have a little something for the walk while you're outside, an adult beverage if you're outside walking around, because it makes it just a little bit easier to cope.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely take up that winter hobby.
So now what can you suggest for people that are inside and they're kind of dealing with maybe working virtually and the kids are doing school virtually and they're all packed into one house?
Ooh, this has been a really tough year for that. It's really important to have a schedule and designated spots. I work from home, and when my kids are currently in school, but they have been home from school. So to have designated spots of where school occurs and where school doesn't occur, whether that's a kitchen table during set times of day, or if you have an office space or a desk in their bedroom, or a designated time and place for school to happen and a designated time for your work to happen. And it's a little different. My kids are a little bit older. I have elementary aged kids, so they fully understand, like, if mommy's busy right now, I can say, you can't talk to mommy for an hour, like, unless you're dying.
Yeah, because mom has to get work done and pay the bills, okay?
Exactly. If you have a younger child, you really gotta work around, you know, nap times, bedtimes, and that gets hard. But I think it's really important to set yourself up for success. So we have designated workspaces and work times, and then times when we're not working. So then times when I have to close my computer, times when I have to turn my phone off, not turn my phone all the way off, but, you know, set it down, put it in a different room because we're done with work and now it's family time. So to really differentiate between the family time and the work time. And I know it gets muddy and there's always exceptions and things happen because life is unpredictable and kids are unpredictable.
Well, and the last year we had was totally unpredictable too. And now that we're into a new year, it's like we don't really know what it's going to look like 6 months from now.
No, I would have never predicted 2020 would have happened the way it did, but I'm excited for 2021 to hopefully bring back a little bit more predictability.
A little bit more normalcy. Erin, why do you feel it's important to have those designated spots and designated times when it comes to managing the household while people are still home virtually?
Because if you don't, you're just setting yourself up for excess stress. Because I can tell you from my own experience, way back in March of 2020, if you can remember back that far, when we were kind of thrown into this different lifestyle, I personally hadn't set myself up for success right away. And so it just leads to a lot of stress. Like, you know, you're quicker to lose your temper. Like I would raise your voice, you know, and that's not the parent I want to be. Like I have a parent I want to be and a parent I don't want to be. And I like to live by the mantra of be the parent they'll remember. And I don't want them to remember being a short, fused, angry mom. I want them to remember me as a fun mom and a reliable mom. And so to really set an example for them too, and I communicate a lot with my kids, like I'll say things like, mommy's stressed right now. You need to give me a minute. So that that role models for them that if they're getting overwhelmed, if they don't understand something with their school or if their schoolwork or if they're, you know, there's a disagreement between my two children, that they can use those words too to say.
Yeah. Lead by example.
Yeah. So that it's just really important to do your best to set yourself up for success so that everything goes smoothly. And you can plan for things to go awry, like space in a schedule, like don't book your day up like back-to-back appointments or anything like that. If you have like back-to-back Zoom meetings or back-to-back phone calls, like leave yourself a buffer room if you have your kids at home so that you can have that time to decompress, to take a break, to check in with the kids, see how they're going. It goes a long way to reducing an overall stress level.
Yes. So the house is in chaos. These are great tips, Erin. And your website, Lake Country Family Fun, you have some top guides on here that I want to mention because I think this is really beneficial for people. Like Kids Eat Free Guide. That's amazing. Local coffee shops, a pregnancy guide, and your weekend guide. What can people expect from the weekend guide? And can they get updates on that?
Absolutely. So I actually write the weekend guide every week so that it's fresh and up to date. And we have a newsletter that goes out every Friday morning. And so you can sign up to get that and it will have the weekend guide in it, the top events going on for families that weekend. We also post it to our Facebook page on Thursday mornings. So there's a couple different ways to get it. And it's always on our homepage as well for the upcoming week. But it's filled with activities to do with your family over the weekend. We really like to promote outdoor events before COVID was a thing, but just outdoor events to get out and about with your families, to go to the Retzer Nature Center and go on a hike or go to your local park, check out a new playground. Even in the winter, you have to be careful because a lot of restrooms are closed in the winter. So, you know, before you go, before you have someone has to go.
Yeah, plan ahead.
Definitely. But you can still, a lot of parks are still open, even if the restrooms are closed. You can still go play. You can still go run around, burn some energy. It's great for kids. There's numerous studies. I don't have anything in front of me right now, but about the amount of time that children should be outside in a day. And for like children my age, elementary age, it's about 4 hours a day that it can really benefit them to be outside and in the fresh air. You know, we don't live in a heavily polluted area. So we have fresh air in our area, in the greater Waukesha County, Milwaukee area. So to just get out there, enjoy a nature trail, enjoy a park, things like that. And we'll put all different fun ideas in our weekend guide.
Well, it's just a way to get physically out of the house. That sometimes just helps anyone, changing your location, changing your space and what you're looking at and staring at those walls and getting out from behind those screens. It's fantastic that you're putting all this information together for people. It's in one nice, convenient spot, like you mentioned, Facebook and online, lakecountryfamilyfun.com, which we will link up at 991themix.com. What has been some of the feedback that you have gotten from parents that are involved in your site and have gone to your weekend guide and some of these articles?
For our parents that are busy, like if you work a full week, you don't have time to search all these things out and go to
totally
different places. So they just love that it's all consolidated in one place. They can give the weekend guide or we have an events calendar to give that a skim and be like, oh, I didn't know this was going on. And it's all in one place. And then they can choose what they want to do. And it really cuts down on their time spent researching, because I do the research and my team does the research, so that they can have more fun with their families.
That's great. Yeah, work smarter, not harder. Just go to the website, get the newsletter, go to the Facebook page. That's just so fantastic that you're doing something like this. It really is nice to have it all in one place. I mean, you've had articles about where to volunteer. And for people that maybe are listening and have suggestions, or maybe there's a hidden gem that you don't know about, can they make those suggestions or reach out to you?
Oh, absolutely. We are always looking to take in additional information if there's something we miss. Absolutely. People can message us through our Facebook channel or our social media channel. So either through Facebook message or through Instagram message. You can just message our Lake Country Family Fun account, or you can send us an email via the contact form at the bottom of our website. It's on the bottom of every page of our website at lakecountryfamilyfun.com. There's a little contact form and you can let us know.
Yeah, get in contact with Erin and her team at Lake Country Family Fun. Erin, what are some of the hidden gems you can tell us about that you've found in Waukesha County, and some specifically that are great to visit during winter? I know you mentioned Retzer Nature Center. We live about 2 miles from there, so our family's a big fan of that place, and it's free to walk those trails, which is nice. I feel like that's my hidden gem. If I had to suggest something to do in winter, what would it be for you, Erin?
Cool. Well, just to piggyback onto that one, I would let people know that you can rent snowshoes at Retzer Nature Center.
Which is really fun and a great workout, by the way, to do snowshoeing. It's very fun. And like we were talking earlier, maybe that could become someone's new favorite hobby for winter. So you're going to be cheering for snow instead of booing the snow.
Exactly, exactly.
That's a great suggestion. And again, the people at Retzer, they do such great work there. Really big fans of everyone over there. Erin, anything else that you want to add that you want people to be aware of, and or what you have coming up maybe in 2021 to look for?
Well, every year we love to work with the ice castles, and they are planned to come back to Lake Geneva.
I still want to see those. Every year I've missed out. The first year we had tickets and it was too warm, and then last year we were too busy, but I'm hopeful this year. Is it going to sell out, do you think?
I think it will, because they've made some changes. They're selling less tickets.
Okay.
But we will be doing a ticket giveaway at lakecountryfamilyfun.com, so stay tuned for that.
Fun. That's great. Yeah, those photographs so well, too. I know people are all about getting those pictures for social media. It's just, it looks so neat. Again, we only saw it from a distance on the outside of the fence because it was too warm that weekend when we were down there. But this is just a fun way to be tourist in your own community, I feel like, since a lot of us aren't traveling as much and really getting to know our community neighbors and community businesses and what our area has to offer.
Absolutely. And that just feeds right into the mission statement of Lake Country Family Fun. We really are all about connecting families to their communities.
Yes, absolutely. And congratulations on the success. You've been going strong since 2011. The experts in finding fun, expert fun finders, are doing the hard work for you. So definitely take a look at lakecountryfamilyfun.com. And maybe if you're listening to this and you're out of state or you're in another area, might be a good idea to get something like this going in your community too. And Erin, if someone was interested in starting something like that, would you be willing to be a resource and bounce off ideas?
Absolutely. I'm actually in a group of women who run it's considered a hyperlocal website. So a hyperlocal website, and I meet with them. We met virtually this year, but we have met in person in previous years. There's a woman from Newcastle, Australia, who's in our group.
That's great.
Yeah. So anywhere, we're across the country. So yeah, let me know.
I love it. And what did you call it again? They're hyper what?
Hyper local.
That's amazing. I feel like that is like the epitome of what so many households are right now. They're just hyper local. Just get out, be excited, be active, do something in your hometown. What a great way to describe what your website is. It's perfect. I love it, Erin. Thanks so much for being on with 50 Shades of K and for what you're doing to promote local businesses. And as a resident of Waukesha County, it's really helpful too to have this insider info to what to do and where to go, where to shop, where to eat, where to have fun out there in the Waukesha area. So thanks so much.
You're welcome.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.